Friday, September 26, 2008. Health Minister resigns over milk crisis. Resignation. The minister assumed responsibility for delayed and inconsistent decisions in response to the spiraling crisis on contaminated Chinese milk powder. Minister of Health Lin Fangyu stepped down yesterday over panic caused by the discovery of contaminated Chinese dairy ingredients and what critics said were belated and inconsistent measures to protect the public and ensure consumer confidence. The Department of Health's DOH decision made for efficiency's sake caused misunderstandings and shattered consumer confidence. I should take responsibility, Lin said at a press conference yesterday morning after attending the weekly cabinet meeting, during which he tendered his resignation to Premier Liu Zhaoxuan. Lin's resignation was approved later yesterday, making him the first official in President Ma Ying-jeou's administration to step down. The DOH was first blamed for its slow reaction to and mismanagement of the crisis involving Chinese dairy products tainted with the chemical melamine, and then for its inconsistent decisions. Deputy Minister of Health Song Yanren and Zheng Shouxia tendered resignation letters together with Lin. Liu also approved the resignation of Bureau of Food Safety BFS Director Xiao Dongming. Late last night, Presidential Office Deputy Secretary General Ye Jinchuan, a public health expert, was named as the next health minister. Critics said the department should have banned dairy imports from China, checked with importers to see if imported products were tainted, and ordered an inspection or sampling of Chinese imports that had reached Taiwan. Lin's resignation comes as many consumers and businessmen express frustration over the DOH's loose food inspection standards. Late on Wednesday night, Song told a press conference that the DOH had decided to loosen the food safety standard for melamine from 0 parts per million ppm to 2.5 ppm, meaning that products containing up to 2.5 ppm of the chemical could still enter the Taiwanese market. Based on the new standard, the products of two food companies which tested positive for melamine under the stricter standard were allowed to go back on sale, sparking consumer anger. The DOH said the revised standard was applied after taking into consideration instrument sensitivity and standards in other countries. Executive Yuan spokeswoman Vanessa Shi, Shi Yaping, told a press conference yesterday that Liu met with Lin in the afternoon and expressed the hope that Lin would remain in his post. But Mr. Lin insisted on resigning, Shi said. Liu praised Lin for his handling of the controversy, saying the DOH had taken accurate and forthright action from the beginning of the incident to impose bans on imports to locate the whereabouts of tainted raw materials and to require questionable foodstuffs to be pulled from shelves. Shi said, Liu had also expressed his admiration over Lin taking political responsibility for the late change in testing standards for the concentration of melamine that caused the unrest and thanked him for his contributions over the past 4 months. Shi said, later yesterday afternoon, Lin was questioned by Control Yuan member Chen Renhong, who has launched a probe to determine if there were any irregularities or instances of negligence in the government's handling of the case.